I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Tyler Hamilton comes clean. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce, still on the road for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill, and hello to our new friends at WPPB in Southampton, New York.
The NFL season opened on Wednesday night, and in Game 1 between the Cowboys and the Giants, Commissioner Roger Goodell felt that the replacement officials, quote, did a more than adequate job. Was he right?
Yeah, I'm sure none of them called hooking or interference or, you know, called someone out at second base. So I'm sure all was well.
Cowboys tight end Jason Witten played in that game, and he even had two receptions. He had been listed as doubtful because only 23 days earlier he'd suffered a lacerated spleen in an exhibition game. He had offered to sign a waiver to play in that game. That could have set a precedent not so good, right?
That's a terrible idea. I don't know where I don't know who came up with that, whether it was his agent or the team or his own giant legal mind, but the NFL should put a squash on that very quickly.
Art Modell died on Thursday. He was the beloved owner of the Cleveland Browns until he moved the team in 1996 to Baltimore. Of that move, Mr. Modell once said, "The politicians and bureaucrats saw fit to cover their rear ends and blame it on me." Did he have that right?
No, because what he's blaming the politicians and bureaucrats for was not giving in to his blackmail. One does not like to speak ill of the dead, but I think every ounce of resentment he has among the fans in Cleveland he richly deserved.
This week, the NFL announced a pledge of $30 million for medical research to the Foundation for the National Institutes of Health on behalf of, quote, athletes past, present, and future. Does this mean the several thousand former players suing the NFL for work-related injuries will quietly go away?
Oh, absolutely not. But I give the NFL credit for finding a way to practice for the inevitable giant settlement they're going to have to agree to make that other thing go away.
Charlie, if you attended school in a particular district in Colorado, you would not be able to wear Peyton Manning's number 18 Broncos jersey, nor could they wear jerseys bearing the numbers 13, 14, 31, 41, or 81, apparently because those numbers are somehow gang-related. So when can we expect the National Football League to sue Weld County District 6 for hammering sales of league merchandise?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. There was a story in Oklahoma a couple weeks ago where a kid was told he could only wear college gear from the University of Oklahoma because everything else was gang-related. I don't know if this is just a way to enforce a dress code in a weird way or if there's really this kind of strange gang subculture I don't understand.
On Friday, in Springfield, Massachusetts, the NBA Hall of Fame inducted 12 people, including Don Nelson. He's the NBA's winningest coach, Nike co-founder Phil Knight, and Reggie Miller, who, along with his sister Cheryl, are the first brother-sister pair to reside forever in Springfield. Did the committee get it right this time?
I don't know that Phil Knight belongs in there. I mean, but then again, Phil Knight has more money than anyone in the history of sports. So, I mean, there's probably no way to keep him out of things like this. The Miller siblings is a nice story, though.
It's always interesting to see what various track stars do in the immediate aftermath of the Olympics when they are, of course, front and center. Usain Bolt has offered his services to Manchester United. And since Man U's manager, one Sir Alex Ferguson, has acknowledged that he made some serious money betting on Bolt at the Olympics, perhaps he feels he owes the champion sprinter a favor.
Well, this is a very interesting story, but you're the soccer guy. And so you can tell me this. Shouldn't the Premier League sort of be alarmed that the manager of its showcase franchise admitting making like a zillion dollars betting on something?
Well, as you well know, the betting culture in London and in England in general is a little bit different from the betting culture in this country. I mean,
yes, but how is the game dumping culture? Does that differ at all? But I think the more important point to be explored is, who did he find to bet against Usain Bolt?
Shaquille O'Neal, 40 years old and retired, and I thought the plan was for him to become a sheriff's deputy somewhere after his retirement. He'd been practicing for that, but he's been approached about the possibility of playing basketball in Mexico. So, what would they call him there? It's irresistible, isn't it? La Enchilada Grande.
La Enchilada Grande, but maybe, perhaps he's turning into a Federale.
What will it sound like if you say sports over the phone? You want to try it just in advance here?
Well, let's see what I'm doing. Let's give me some inspiration.
I'm going to ask you to comment on the record-breaking seafood stew created by... created by staff and students at the University of Massachusetts on Monday. It weighed 6,700 pounds, and it included 1,000 pounds of mussels, lobsters, clams, haddock, and salmon, not to mention 145 pounds of bacon.
There's first of all, there's nothing, that nothing at all that is not improved by the presence of bacon.
And 145 pounds of it.
145 pounds of it, which of course prevented the stew from being, you know, so muscle-bound that it gave you a headache.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie, and I look forward to seeing you back here.
See you next week, Bill.
Do you miss us during the week while you're waiting for the next edition of Only a Game? If you do, visit facebook.com/onlyagameradio. Like the page and you'll see stories, photos, and discussions we post all week long. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio. And if you really miss us and you'd like us to join you on a walk or even a run, we're happy to do it. Just visit the iTunes store and search Only a Game to subscribe to our free podcast. You'll get the full show plus my weekly commentary. Pop it into your iPod and we'll be there, running right along with you, in spirit, from the comfort of this radio studio.